When I came in, we took the entire senior leadership team and the deputies, as well as the Office of the Secretary, and came together and decided as a group where were we going to focus and what did we want to accomplish. And we picked four major pillars. First, on trade and investment, focusing on exports, foreign direct investment, travel and tourism, moving goods and services around the world. The second is on innovation, a real focus on advanced manufacturing. What do we need to do to lead the world in advanced manufacturing? Skills and workforce. What kind of skilled labor, what kind of workforce do we need? How can the Commerce Department work with the other agencies and the other departments in order to make sure we have a workforce that's ready for the jobs that are available out there? The other part of innovation is about the digital economy. How do we support and continue to enhance the growth of the digital economy, a great source of growth and economic prosperity for the country? Third area is on data. We are a treasure trove of data. People know that the National Weather Service produces lots of data, but we have economic data, we have census data, we have lots of data. How do we make that more available? How do we better use that so that governments, private sector, NGOs can make better decisions? And then the environment. We have an enormous role to play with the environment with NOAA, whether it's supporting planning or resilience, droughts, floods, so many different aspects of weather prediction, all the tornadoes that occurred in the last week or so. We were very much a part of the warning system. How do we make sure that we're doing the most that we can do vis-a-vis the environment and getting our information out? Those are really the four pillars. What's exciting is that it's given the entire agency from top to bottom a sense of focus. What are we trying to get done? As well as it's given us how do we organize our budget when we talk to the Hill about what we want to spend money on. It's all consistent. And so that has really been really, I think, energizing to the entire department.
When you look across those five pillars that you described, what do you feel the best about? Where do you see the most progress?
In terms of trade, we had record trade numbers last year. Having said that, and we employ about 11.2 million people in the private sectors purely based on exports, but we have lots more that we could do. We have too few companies that export. We want to grow that endeavor because 95% of customers are outside the United States. Travel and tourism, the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Commerce have come together to really try and address some of the issues around the border and how do we make it a more, how do we combine national security and hospitality at the border for travelers. And we have great aspirations. Now we're bringing the private sector in to work together to deal very concretely with, let's say, line processing and things like that. At the census, we have lots of research that we have to do in order to make the 2020 census cost effective. We can do a census. A census will happen. The question is, can you do it using current technology that and have it be successful and save money on behalf of the taxpayer? So we have a lot of work in progress. We're making progress. We have tangible targets and timeframes that we have for achieving our objectives. But everything's a work in progress right now.
When it comes to some of these initiatives, from your level, which is, you know, 50,000 feet in some ways, but a mile and a half wide, how do you ensure that each of those initiatives, each of those pillars are being worked kind of either both in a silo, but also together across the agency or across government? Do you have some kind of management council meeting that you're pulling people in quarterly? There's a lot of talk about stat sessions in government, dashboards and the like. Give me a sense about your kind of oversight role or governance structure.
We have dashboards for each of our pillars. Each of the pillars actually have objectives underneath, and each objective has a dashboard. Right now, what we're really focused on is what we're calling the last mile of reporting. In other words, my deputy and my chief of staff and I and our head of policy and our general counsel are working together to say, how do we make that more efficient? Because we probably have 40 or 50 major projects going on at any one time throughout the organization. There's no way personally I can be on top of all those things. That's why we have such distributed leadership. But as the leader of the organization, I need to make sure, as does the team, that we're on track to achieve our objectives. And so we're working to clarify that right now and make sure everybody understands what they're responsible for and that the reporting is not cumbersome. I've found, frankly, there's a lot of reporting. The question is it efficient? Is it effective? And is it too cumbersome right now? Where really what you want to know is, where are we on the path to that objective? And are we going to achieve it in the time frame and the quality that we want?
So you've obviously a lot of experience in the private sector. What's the one or two lessons that you say, hey, in the private sector, this is what I can bring to the government, and how are you implementing that at Commerce?
I think there's a lot of things in the private sector I've tried to bring, but let me focus on two. One is people. Taking good care of our people is the most important thing I've learned through my now 28 years in my professional career. And it's no different in government than it is in the private sector. If we don't take good care of the people who make things happen, we'll get nothing done. The second thing I brought is this notion of tracking and service. I believe the Department of Commerce is a service organization. Our number one stakeholder and customer is the business community. They come to us, whether they need information from census, they need a patent or trademark, or they need data, or they just have a problem and help me navigate a non-tariff barrier in some country. I'm focused and really a nut about the idea of, are we following up? Are we getting back to people? Do they feel that they're getting an answer? Even if the answer is no, business people need to know where they stand. That's part of certainty. We want to get to yes, we'd like to be of help, but sometimes you can't. But the point is, let's follow through. And that's the most important thing, so that our customer knows we're on it.
One challenge that any secretary has, especially someone who's, you know, coming in fairly new, is the employee morale and just overall employees, the state of the employees. How did the vision from the way you laid it out kind of take into that into account? Because, you know, one thing I hear time and again is employee engagement. It's one of the pillars of the management agenda that, you know, OMB has laid out as well.
So the fifth pillar that we have is about management, and employee engagement's the number one focus in our management agenda. And, you know, I come from the private sector. I've never been in government before. The one thing I know from my 27 years working is you get nothing done without the people around you. So our most valuable asset are our people. From day one, I've been focused on how do I connect and how do I motivate the 47,000 people who work in various aspects of the Department of Commerce. What have I done and what are we doing? I've been out there. I've been at the front door welcoming people to work. I've been in the cafeteria. I've gone to almost all of our facilities. Even 10 days ago, I was in a triathlon and saw a guy with a NOAA T-shirt, one of our pilots, and I, you know, yelled at him, and after the race, we took photos together, and we've been emailing. The goal for me is to not have the secretary and the leadership of the department be a mystery, nor the where we're going, but instead make it understandable to everybody, whether it's the person at NOAA who's in charge of the large fishing net, whether it's a pilot, whether it's someone at the Patent and Trade Office, whether it's someone who's out doing surveys for our census. And so I can't touch every person personally, but I can set an example, and hopefully then that ripples throughout the organization.
My experience of talking to secretaries and administrators and directors is that personal touch goes a long way. How does that filter into the feeling toward mission? One of the things, for instance, you talk about innovation or you talk about importing, exporting. How does that touch that you just described kind of filter into how people want to meet their mission? Kind of gives them a sense of not just accomplishment, but a sense of, it really gives them motivation.
Well, I think connection is one of the most important things. And so whether I'm talking to someone who's at the Department of Commerce, or yesterday I happened to be in the cafeteria and it turned out there were a lot of the Customs and Border Control folks. And I said, you know, you guys are really important to our mission at the Department of Commerce. We're focused on travel and tourism, and we want to create a better environment for folks arriving into the country. Well, when I connect with that person, when we're able, as whether it's the secretary, it's a bureau leader, or it's someone throughout the organization connecting with other employees, and it's concrete about our mission and what we're trying to get done and why it's real and how it affects commerce. People light up. They feel, hey, I get where I fit in the effort to try and make a difference. And so that's the goal. We all want to know, where do we fit in the process? And it's no different than how I feel. I want to know, how can I help move the ball forward on behalf of the administration, on behalf of the country?